Adam Schiff defends insurrection in LA against Federalized National Guard. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2025. California Senator Adam Schiff, D., who served on the January 6 committee accusing others of insurrection, backed an insurrection Saturday against federal law enforcement arresting illegal aliens in Los Angeles. Riots against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers took place Friday and Saturday in Los Angeles, with masked rioters using violence against federal officials and vandalism against federal buildings. President Trump decided to federalize 2,000 California National Guard soldiers over the objections of Governor Gavin Newsom, D., who refused to do much to stop the violence and defended the immigrants. Schiff weighed in on X, denouncing the Trump administration and falsely claiming that federalizing the National Guard was unprecedented. In an ironic precedent, President Dwight D. Eisenhower federalized the Guard to protect black children who were integrating into formerly white schools. Local and state officials in the Jim Crow South refused to act to protect them, a precedent that Schiff and Democrats are repeating. Schiff warned President Trump against invoking the Insurrection Act to stop the rioters, whom he called protesters, against federal officials and institutions. The Trump administration's calling on the California National Guard without the authorization of the governor is unprecedented. This action is designed to inflame tensions, sow chaos, and escalate the situation. If the Guard is needed to restore peace, the governor will ask for. Adam Schiff, at Sen. Adam Schiff, June 8, 2025. Notably, Schiff sat on the one-sided January 6 committee, accusing others of insurrection over the Capitol riot of January 6, 2021, which was over in a matter of hours. There, too, Democrats rejected Trump's efforts to deploy the National Guard to protect federal buildings, a fact Schiff's committee decided to ignore. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.